If you want to predict the next big thing in China's business world, many analysts say you should look to the grassroots of the mainland's thriving economy. As Celia Hatton reports from Beijing, more and more of China's best and brightest are shunning the chance to work at government-run corporations in order to start their own small businesses.
Jennifer Ni has caught the entrepreneurial spirit. A young mother who's worked at several foreign companies in Beijing, she's now choosing to invest her money in her own business, a small embroidery shop. She says that many young people are choosing to work as their own bosses.
They invest their own monies into their own small business immediately. The purpose is not only for earning the money, I think. The purpose is they can realize who they are, what they are doing, and they can satisfy themselves.
More and more young Chinese are rejecting the chance to work in the huge state-owned enterprises that dominated their parents' generation, a time where most people spent their whole careers working for a single employer. At the offices of China Entrepreneur Magazine in Beijing, chief editor Neil Wun says that many young people in China don't have the patience to pay their dues in a state-owned company, while the booming Chinese economy passes them by. They don't want to carefully seek a company where they have to move up level by level, he says, to wait 10 years before they are promoted. Instead, they want to do it by themselves, using just two or three guys. They want to take the chance to see whether they will succeed or whether they will fail. One of the magazine's recent editions named 21 rising entrepreneurs in China, the majority of them in their 30s. Judging by the data available, Mr. Neil predicts that China's private sector will soon be dominated by up-and-coming entrepreneurs. At the offices of this startup technology company in Beijing's computer district, no one seems to be over the age of 30. This growing business was founded by a group of friends who had just graduated with advanced degrees in computer science. The 28-year-old general manager, Sun Xiaobin, says they were worried their creativity would be stifled in a big state-owned company. He says people think, since I'm capable and since every job is stressful, why not strike out on my own? Government red tape still makes starting a new business difficult. Most Chinese entrepreneurs have little control over their own intellectual property and have trouble getting financing from state-owned banks. Nonetheless, in the past 20 years, about 30 million private enterprises have started in mainland China. A study by Beijing's Tsinghua University estimates that 12% of Chinese citizens now own their own companies. Jennifer Ni's small shop has tripled in size since it first opened 2 years ago, although the store was hard hit by the SARS epidemic last spring. However, she remains confident that she's on the right career path.
I think that I know what I want to do. That's the most important thing.
It seems that for this business owner, it's not the size of the business that's important. It's the pleasure of working for herself. For Common Ground, I'm Celia Hatton in Beijing.